Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. First time in?
Nah, not at all. I've been in and out of prison, mostly in.
So you won't have no problem adjusting?
Shouldn't have a problem, no.
If you need anything of any kind, give me a holler. Name Jang-a-lang.
I appreciate it. Jang-a-lang, you
say? Jang-a-lang.
Claude. Yeah, Claude.
Your hand nice and supple, like a lady.
Jang-a-lang! What the hell I tell you about pitching Wu on the job, boy?
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's your man, Z Green. What up, brothers?
What's goody?
Happy recording day.
Seems
like it's been a minute.
It do seem like it's been a minute.
Well, it's been a week. And I'm going to put a disclaimer out here. See, me and Kurt G got in here in the off week.
Right.
Changed up some software, did some configuration things to see if we can improve our quality.
Yeah, we all up under the hood and shit like some fucking mechanics up in this bitch.
Whether that works or not, I guess we'll see.
Right.
Well, I'm going to tell you what does work. Y'all do not look like NASA right now. I just want to say that.
Oh.
It's clear.
Okay.
All right.
So. Damn. Good shit. You at least in 740 or 7 whatever, 720 IP, whatever the fuck right now.
All right, so we looking good. So
we ain't at that 4K yet, huh?
You getting there.
So we looking good. So let's go ahead and jump right in. It is off-year election night in the nation as of recording night. Okay?
Yeah.
So we have a little bit of political theme topics that we're going to jump into. Here, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, dear Kurt G, you got to remember when you said Condi Rice ain't that bad. Condi, aight. Alright. I don't know if Swerve was in on that. I don't think so, but.
Nah, I ain't giving them no credit.
Okay. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, this was written by some old Uncle Tom ass nigga. I'm not even mentioning his name because it's unimportant because he's Tom. And all right.
See, I'm going to go ahead and let this nigga roll with his story. You see how he politely slid me way under the bus right off the break?
Sure did. I'm
glad I got my albums of the week ready.
He was ready to throw me in a paddy wagon, too. Damn, yo.
So anyway.
Go ahead and continue, son.
So anyway, the guy writes an article, I'm with Condoleezza Rice about white guilt. Last week, Condoleezza Rice, where this was a couple of weeks ago, was on The View. Got into a debate about critical race theory. All right? I'm going to read the whole thing, but Condi Rice goes into the whole thing about, you know, this thing about race. I don't think if we keep talking about race, it's going to be very productive. All right? Now, she's, you know, I'm down Condi in a passive-aggressive kind of way. I'm all down racial injustice. She said it's important for black kids to be empowered, but I don't want to make white kids feel bad about being white. So now let's cut to the real chase here. Again, we're talking about Kurt G's old gal, Condi. But we're going to cut to the chase. But we got to cut to the chase about critical race theory. It's a terrible name. But what it essentially is, long and short of it, and, you know, our white brothers and sisters who may be listening to the digest, be clear. All it is about facts and history that is true. Okay? Tulsa is true. Tuskegee is true. Assassination of Black Panther leaders by the federal government is true. So, if that makes Johnny, Jane, Karen, or Ken feel uncomfortable, I mean, what are we not going to teach history? We're not going to teach fact? It's not like they're lying here. Okay? But listen to Condi, though. Your girl.
Oh, damn, again.
Swerving, help us out here
I'm gonna get all 18 wheels tonight.
But I'm just saying. So way back when I was like, yo, you can't let none of these African American conservatives up off the mat because all of them are about some old self hate shit. Anyway,
well, they made it, killer. They made it. And so they don't have the same vision as some who don't make it. You feel me?
I just remember that cat in Good Times was telling James, oh, he's all right, but he's here. I just remember that.
But see, now, I know most of them that we say have self-hate, even the ones that came from the hood, they would call me the cats that got picked on by black people. That was called soft or whatever and called different names, or you want to be white. And so they grow a hate for black people more than a hate for themselves. It's a hate for I don't like black people because they did this to me when I was younger. So that's where a lot of that shit comes from to me.
Part two, Condoleezza Rice. Critical race theory.
I'm waiting for the next wheel.
Stance proves that she's a foot soldier for white supremacy. Okay? Her thoughts on critical race theory are completely white-centric as they revolve around her thoughts and the needs of white people first. Swerve, what's up?
Yes, sir.
Holla at your boy.
I really don't know what to say, B, because, like you said, critical race theory, I wish it was named something else.
Yeah, it's a horrible name.
When I hear CRT, I think of a fucking old ass computer screen or some shit.
Right.
But I think that them putting that kind of title on it instead of just calling it history for what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
History.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's not made up. It's real shit. But here's where I'm gonna play the Kurt G role right now.
Ooh. Oh,
okay? I am gonna play the Kurt G role. I think that this stuff should be taught, and it should be taught at an early enough age where you don't have to worry about white kids being upset or feeling bad or guilty. Do they feel guilty about the regular stuff that we get taught about in February? Martin Luther King getting shot? The lady on the bus? The lady who freed the slaves, and I'm being facetious by not saying her name.
I was getting ready to say, whoa, you ain't gonna, but I got you. Yes.
You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. I got you now.
We don't not teach that in school. Harriet Tubman. And I really can't get down with the bus. I'm gonna have to let that slide for another situation.
Who, Rosa?
Yeah, I'm gonna let that slide for right now. But I'm just saying, for the sake of saying, if they teach it early enough to all students, just like they teach math to all students when you're at an early age, it's not somebody picking on somebody. They teach about this dude, Christopher Columbus, who sailed to here and discovered
something that was already here.
Yeah, they teach you, but really they should be teaching about Amerigo Vespucci, actually. But, you know, I'm just saying, if they teach it early enough, you don't have to worry about white guilt. If you're throwing it in all of a sudden to some senior high students or CRT in high school, yeah, they're going to be like, yo, what is... Maybe. But they may be interested as well. So what she's saying is kind of bullshit. But it's also the scope of it needs to be fully explained.
Okay, yeah, we can dive in. Unfortunately, this isn't the show to dive into the minutiae about not, when.
I'm gonna have to explain that Rosa Parks shit. So let's go.
right. Well, cats in the text chain gonna already get at you with that, so I ain't worried about
they
that.
They better know their real deal if they coming around here with that shit. Though.
All right. Okay. So all that being said, I think that again, Kurgy, you still haven't talked about what was good about Condi to begin.
I was waiting for you to ask me my question.
Oh, okay.
Waiting for you to bring me in because you said. his name directly. You said E. Green.
Listen,
so since I've been getting rolled over so much, I think I'm about to lose consciousness. This bus is heavy.
Well, all right, then let's get your, because you're on record as giving Condi a nice leisurely soft place to land. Kerji, please take the floor.
And you have to give some context to why I gave her a nice leisurely place to land.
Oh, go ahead. Explain the context, my
because
brother.
You the one brought it up. I don't remember even why we said what we said and why I even gave her a soft place to land in the beginning to begin with. So when you rolled me over to the bus, I didn't even see that shit coming or what context the conversation we were having. Gave her that nice place to land, why did I give her that nice place to land?
Oh, I'm going to.
Hey, Kurt, King Killer bringing up old shit.
Exactly. You bringing up old shit. So since you bringing up old shit, I need you to bring all the receipts to the table, my nigga.
There's only one receipt to bring to the table. We were having a discussion about African-American conservatives.
Okay.
And how African-American conservatives suffer from a particularly brand of self-hate. As a matter of fact, the late, great Colin Powell, rest in peace, who just passed away, was the exception to that rule. Mm-hmm. Because Colin Powell was a Republican, he was a straight-laced cat, but at the end of the day, he looked around and was like, nah, man, this shit uneven than a motherfucker. And what did they do to him?
Ooh.
They put that motherfucker on the curb, my nigga. Okay? So Condi is still well liked and loved in Ivory City, Iowa, my nigga.
Damn.
So real talk. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? So that's the context.
That's what we were talking about.
Right. And for some strange reason, I don't know why, Condi got one hell of a pass about not being that bad.
Okay, so since you're going to say that I gave her a pass for not being that bad, I'm going to say I'm still going to give her a pass for not being that bad since I'm going to be the bad guy. Because under the context of what she was saying, I could almost understand it just a little bit. Like the shit she was saying to us directly, the niggas who came up the way we came up, the shit was bullshit. I understand that. But understanding the mindset of people like her, and how she thinks, I'm like, okay, it wasn't that bad. She could have actually been worse. She could have been Clarence Thomas on this shit. Like, fuck y'all niggas.
Oh, well, she is Clarence.
She could have been on that level saying, fuck y'all niggas.
But she is that.
But she was saying, to me, the way you were telling it, the story, she was more so saying, this needs to be explained in a way where white people don't feel so bad about themselves. Little Jenny and little Karen don't feel so bad when we talk about these things. That's what she was saying. She was more so doing what conservative people do and what they do. I'm explaining it in a different mindset.
Can you see him?
I see his reaction. I'm not paying this nigga no mind. Since he done threw the bus at me, now I'm going to go ahead and enjoy this bus ride. And I'm sitting in the back with no mask on now. I'm an anti-masker right now. Since this nigga going to put me in the bus with him. So he's driving the bus, and I'm just on it now. I'm a passenger. So in the way she was explaining this shit, I'm like, it ain't that bad from her mindset of let's not make those people feel so bad because I'm down with them. I can't make them. We can't make them feel bad like that. Let's make them feel empowered. Like, you know, let's be down. Let's make this a better way of thinking. Let's say black people. You know, let's talk about this thing in the back rooms. Let's be quiet when we say these things. Let's not make white people feel bad when we say these things. So that's where she's at with it. It's fucked up, that, and I'm agreeing that wholeheartedly. Let me put that up front, nigga, before I get that bus rolled over me. It's fucked up what she said. It is. But it's not as bad as what it could have been.
All right. Well, you heard it. You heard it, ladies and gentlemen. Or the Hip Hop Digest. I'm hoping the text change.
The Hip Hop Digest. That was the Political Digest. Bye.
Well, again, like I said, it is off year election night.
See, simply when I went up the Political Digest, this is one of those pet peeves of mine.
My man.
Every fucking couple years, we got these niggas.
Uh oh.
All of them niggas. Most of them is white. Any damn way, but I call everybody a nigga. So we got these niggas coming on television, walking around having fucking conferences, want to do their little nowadays Zoom meetings with the on the news stations and shit, and talk about they bullshit and their platform and how they're going to bring jobs and how they're going to do this and how they're going to stop crime and all that. And I'm like, nigga, how the fuck first you going to bring jobs unless you fucking own the company? How you going to bring jobs? How going to make somebody hire some fucking body? You can't bring no motherfucking jobs, nigga. Shut the fuck up with that one. You know what I'm saying? So how are you going to do that? How are you going to stop crime unless you're going to walk into every single fucking house and fucking take their guns away, knives away, and lock motherfuckers up? You're not going to do that because they're not going to let you take their guns away. So that ain't fucking happening either. So shut the fuck up with that one, stopping crime. So that ain't happening. So that shit's not happening at all. So stop fucking talking about this shit. Stop bringing those two subjects the fuck up. Talk about some shit that means something to people.
That's what Freddie Mercury and them doing out there in Maryland.
Well, I see Kurt G's all fired up tonight. I don't have any response for that. I really don't. That's that is another topic that is not a Hip Hop Digest in the format that we have allowed for this show. I'm going to move it on to the next political situation here. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is... Freeway shares a letter from President Joe Biden following the death of his daughter, Freeway, who has been through it everything. His personal health, the loss of his son prior, and now the loss of his daughter to cancer. Mm. Yes, Freeway, son. We want to say hold your head, King, but, you know, the Lord is certainly... giving you the strength to continue on what you've been through, brother. But again, Joe Biden as president of the United States may not garner a lot of enthusiasm or anything else, but he always has been a better man than others that we know.
Nah, B. So stop you. Oh, gotta fucking stop you, B.
Wow.
I want you to tell me from your own mouth right the fuck now. Do you really think Cotton Eye Joe said, let me write a letter on his own volition to Freeway?
Does it fucking matter?
Yes, it matters.
It does matter. If we're going to sit here.
All right. Let me fall back. I'm going to let y'all do you, and then I'm going to read the copy. So go ahead.
Let me say this. It does matter. Because if we're going to bring it up and talk about this guy, like he actually thought, was thinking about, like, damn, that happened to Freeway. Wow, that's fucked up. Let me go ahead and shout this nigga out. Let me go ahead and holler at him and say something. It wasn't him. It's some people. Some of his peoples did this shit. I mean, it's not a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's a good thing that happened. But I'm saying to be bringing it up like he did something on his own. Like he thought about this. Like he's some hip hop nigga. Like he could, like he's Obama. Now, if Obama had done that, I would have more so believed that Obama actually listened and know Freeway and who the fuck Freeway is. This nigga don't know who the fuck Freeway is. He had no clue who this nigga is.
Okay, Swerve, go ahead.
I'm done. I said what I said.
So let me finish reading the copy, all right, and finish my statement about why Joe Biden is at least a better man, all right? Considering all the things we already said about Freeway shared the letter he received from the White House. He posted it on his Instagram account for the thoughtful nature and about, you know, that him and his wife was heartbreaking to hear about the loss of your daughter. OK, as we, you know, they talked about loss as I told you when I saw you in Philadelphia last year. Okay, so both of y'all can fall the fuck back. Biden met him. Okay, when he had already lost his son.
Okay.
Let me finish the copy and then you can get off. Let me finish the copy and then you can get off. All right. So anyway, Biden, who has credibility in writing the letter, whether if a staff person said it or not, for the following reason, because he lost his son, Bo, to brain cancer in 2015. And in December 18, 1972, Biden lost his wife and his one-year-old daughter in an automobile accident. So, again, whether a motherfucking staff member said something to him, or we should write a letter to Freeway or not. He's the president of the United States. You don't think he might have more important things than to write a letter to Freeway, or even if it was a form letter that he just signed it? I'm good with Biden. Fuck all that other shit y'all niggas talking about. Okay, I'm good with the humanity of Joe Biden versus others. I'm good with it. So go ahead. I'm in. I'm good.
King Killer's good with that. So now I'm going to ask him another question. Are you good that Donald Trump got old boy out of jail are you good with that?
I ain't talking about Trump. This ain't about Trump.
Why not? Well, you keep saying a better man than who?
I said a better man than a lot of people. I didn't say Trump. Okay, well, I said a lot of people. That's you.
A president wrote a letter, which I'm not dissing.
Exactly. The fact that the letter coming at us like we're dissing. I'm not dissing the letter. It was a good thing that he did that. I'm saying that he don't know who the fuck Freeway is. Now you explained that he met Freeway before. Okay, that's cool. He's not a hip hopper like that. That he's keeping track of what's going on.
And Obama ain't no motherfucking hip hopper neither. But despite all this Jay-Z shit,
I would have understood it more coming from him.
No motherfuckers act like Obama just because he cool with Hov and shit. Like he a b boy. The fuck out of here. Fucking bugging.
I'm not saying that either. I'm saying that all of these dudes.
I don't give a fuck about, to be dead ass, I don't give a fuck about neither one of them niggas. Exactly. Obama or
none
Biden.
Of the 46 of them.
Exactly. So you can go from 44, 45, and 46. Fuck them. But to say that being said, I'm saying I would have understood it more coming from Obama than from him as far as knowing who the fuck Freeway was. That's all I was saying. That's the only thing I was saying. Now that you explained that he met him prior and knew about him losing his son and now his daughter, now I say, okay, I see where that came from. But I'm still saying he didn't know that this shit happened until somebody said something to him.
Golf clap.
Right. And I'm still appreciative of what happened.
Exactly. We're not dissing the letter.
No.
But you get it like it's just...
Like he
wrote a bill or some shit.
And the fact that Freeway, I'm sure, was and his wife was very happy about the letter and appreciated it. And what we're saying right now is sounding fucked up. Like, y'all niggas, why the fuck y'all saying that shit when Freeway and them niggas, they just lost their daughter. But
it don't have nothing to do with Freeway.
It ain't got nothing to do with that. It's the fact that what it came down to is the way you were saying it, like Biden did some shit that nobody else done before.
Nah, see, that's y'all internalized that because you already had your foot on the gas to this. That's coming from y'all internally. A nigga like me is saying that I thought Biden, whether his motivations or it came from a staff member, I'm sure at hearing about this cat, no matter when he heard about it or 2 minutes in the hallway between the next meeting, was like, damn, yeah, get the form letter. I'm going to go ahead and sign it. And he can relate at the end of the day. He lost, you know what I'm saying, his fucking family and his son. So he knows about loss in that way. He can write a letter speaking the Freeway. All this Obama, all this other shit y'all niggas bringing up, that's y'all niggas on some old Biden. Fuck Biden. He don't know that nigga. And so it don't mean shit. That's y'all niggas. I thought it was a beautiful gesture. No matter what, most people who's a president of the United States, senator, or a president of the company, them motherfuckers can't look 2 seconds beyond their desk with having to be reminded with shit. It's your wife's anniversary. You better get a present. So yeah. I don't give fuck that what y'all niggas talking about.
Again,
let's go, Brandon.
Again, that goes on to the. You just tacked another one onto the pet peeve I have with these niggas every 2 years, every couple years. Because these niggas, once they get in the office, they don't even know who the fuck you are. They just want your fucking vote. So fuck you once they get in office. Basically, that's what it is. Fuck you once I get in office, but I'll come back to you again once it's time to, for you. I want you to vote for me.
Damn, killer.
Okay. All right.
He was trying to do a good thing.
Hey,
and he did.
Hey, what Kerr G is doing is again, the typical African-American, you know, fuck voting. I ain't a vote for that motherfucker. Why should I have to vote that, for see,
now listen to this. Didn't he just say internalizing shit? That's him internalizing right now. I did not say nothing about not voting, my nigga. I said the reason why they coming around. They don't give a fuck about you until it's time to vote. That's the only reason they come around.
Come on, B. Come on, B. Let it ride. At the end of the day, if Freeway is happy that he got that letter, if it helps him, then it's doing his job. But we looking at the whole pie, not a slice of that shit, B. That's all.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is...
Oh, man.
Somebody get Rick Ross on the line.
Oh, shit. Wow.
ASAP. Meek Mill threatens to reveal his record contract after alleging that the label hasn't paid him.
What?
He gets support from other Afro-American celebrities. Said less than a month after dropping his latest album, Expensive Pain, the Philly rapper took a not-so-subtle jab at the record label, Rick Ross in particular.
Maybach Music.
He's currently signed to Atlantic and Maybach Music. On Twitter, Meek wrote, you know what I'm saying, how much did you spend on me as an artist? How much money you made off me as an artist? I'm about to make my record deal public. I better hear something by Monday. Now, whether he did it or not, I don't know. This is Tuesday, but I guess we'll see. People have speculated that the rumors of a feud may be valid, hinting that Meek Mill was starting a campaign to get out of his contract at Maybach Music. Boy, every time I get a headline with Meek Mill, he seems to always been on the other side of a win. And it's been that way ever since Blackface fucking just roadkilled that nigga. And I hate to use that euphemism roadkill, but literally it was your boy in a Bentley and fucking Freeway standing in the middle of the highway holding a stop sign. And it wasn't even about no motherfucking lyrics or none of that shit. He just a visceral. I'm running him over, and the public says I did. Damn, Meek, you've been fucking just, especially, G, you'll have to explain it one more time, talking about Meek on this winning team. Robert Kraft and Hovind and all this shit. The
76ers ex-owner.
And he is on a winning team.
I mean, what the fuck?
He is on a winning team.
And I ain't seen a winning headline in about two years.
B, did you hear my words?
Though? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said a winning team. You got kickers that miss all the damn kicks. That's on a winning team, but they still win. So this nigga's on a winning team?
A liquored up kicker?
Right. He's on a winning team. So he can win anytime. He's on a winning team. He can win anytime. Matter of fact, he is winning because he's any words that he says, we're actually sitting here talking about anything that he says. So he's already winning, and he's got Hov and these niggas in his background. So if he really wants to get out of that contract, all Hov got to do is make a phone call, and him and Ross is already tight, and Ross is going to talk numbers, and he'll be out of that fucking contract in like 2 seconds. So that
he'll
won't
be owned by Jay-Z.
Exactly.
I was going to say.
Exactly.
How better off is he?
Exactly. But see, now you got me coming in from this side of it. I wanted to come in from the other side and continue with the roadkill, my nigga. I was going to run this nigga over some more.
Oh, well, but
since
I'm just saying.
You had me defending the nigga, but I'm ready to run him over. Since I just defended him, now I'm going to take it back. Because this nigga's complaining. It's funny how niggas complain when the sales ain't looking so good. If this album that came out, that he put out recently, has number one, would have did all these numbers, would have been up there with Kanye in blackface numbers, he wouldn't have been saying shit right now about his label, about this deal. Because he'd have been winning, as Killer said, he'd have been winning. Mm-mm. And he'd have been the number one dude on the fucking Billboard and everybody else that he wants to get off of. He'd have been number one right there. So he wouldn't have been saying shit at that point in time. So I think this is only just mad because he ain't do no numbers and thinking he want to blame it on the label because nothing happened.
Mm. Well.
I still ain't listened to the album yet. I'm sorry.
Me either. And now I have no reason to listen to
well,
it.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Let me tell you something. With that, with the people we got on that motherfucking record, I really don't. I mean, there's a couple of people in the text chain who was like, yo, you got some joints on there, though. I mean,
I'll get around to it.
You want me to get a circle and put it in the middle of it?
Exactly.
But to me, nigga, these niggas that's not winning, as you say, this nigga not winning on this last album, that's his fucking fault, man. In this day and time when you got unknown niggas out here making themselves known and pushing their shit, you want to sit back in your Maybach and let these niggas do all the work for you. Maybach music. You want to sit back and let them do all the work for you instead of not doing any work. You done got lazy. Hoov and Kraft and them niggas can be lazy as they want to be. They fucking billionaires, nigga. You can't do that.
Well, you know what Meek did was good? I'm going to say something good. You know what he did was good? He played a good role in that Baltimore dirt bike or bike movie. He was good in that shit. Saw it on a flight. Good for Meek. All right? We done with Meek now? Because it's been, what, fucking 3 weeks in a row or something?
At least. Yes. At least.
All right. Yes. Bye-bye.
All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is count the actual amount.
Oh, boy.
Every time I do this topic, it just, how the hell do we end up counting crimes on record to actual crimes?
No more talking about the shit.
Mm-mm. Your boy, Fetty Wap, arrested by the FBI in New York City for allegedly helping distribute heroin, fentanyl, and cocaine. According to legal documents obtained, Fetty, a government name, William Jr. Maxwell II, and others distributed more than 100 kilograms of cocaine, heroin, fentanyl, and crack cocaine across Long Island and New Jersey, the federal authorities claim. And they were first obtained, the drugs were obtained on the West Coast, out there swerving them and shit, and used modified UPS vehicles with secret compartments to smuggle the drugs east.
Wow.
They had people working for UPS on the
business. Documents say during their investigation that they obtained $1.5 million in cash, an additional 16 kilograms of cocaine, fentanyl pills, pistols, handguns, and assorted rifles. Okay? If convicted, all arrested could face life in prison, including Mr. Maxwell, who's Fetty Wap. Okay?
Bye.
It's a little too early for that. Fetty, as of Friday, pleaded not guilty to federal drug charges after being arrested right before he was about to take the stage at the Rolling Loud Festival. So he's literally getting ready to go on stage when he got knocked. That's when he got knocked.
They know exactly where you're going to be.
Yeah. The federal authorities also put out a statement saying that these defendants, including Mr. Fetty, ran a multi-million dollar bi-coastal drug distribution organization, with Suffolk County being their home base. Okay, the district attorney for the New York jurisdiction said in a statement, they are wholesale drug dealers who pumped massive amounts of quality of narcotics into our communities. The magnitude of this operation was enormous. As of tonight, recording night, I checked to see if there was any bail for Fetty. He's still locked up. His lawyer said that at this time they were not going to put an application in for bail, but may do so at a later date. Ladies and gentlemen, this is probably one of the biggest count in the actual amounts that we've done on this show. Let's contrast that, okay? Irv, you often talk about a microwave stardom.
Yeah.
You often talk about that. How many years ago? We're talking maybe 5 years ago. Fetty Wap is the top three artist on the planet. B, we're literally talking about 5 years ago, maybe six, somewhere in there, that this guy is at least the third, fourth best well-known selling artist on the planet.
And at the same time, he obviously was still selling some other things. So the shit that he was talking about on his records, he was actually doing.
I'm counting the actual amount.
Unfortunate, but after living that glamorous life and all those chains and cars and girls, I guess it's kind of hard to go to a regular Outback restaurant. You know, been living that good life, B. Because he, I mean, they're young. I mean, I don't know what his age is per se, but he's got to be younger than 40, right? Younger than 35?
Yeah, he's somewhere in there. Early 30s.
Early 30s. A matter of fact, no, I think he was born in 91.
He's 30 now then.
Yeah, 30.
32.
Yeah.
So these, but people don't typically, young people don't typically live for the future. Young people live for now, yo. And when you find yourself not being at the top billboard and selling all them records and getting your slice of the pie, I guess, you know, you got to do what you got to do. I don't condone it at all. At all. It's unfortunate. And it goes without saying that any of them cats is doing that in this, what they call a victimless crime, which is not. But, you know, he knew better. You knew better, yo. You were in a different lifestyle. You should just set shit up for later.
That's not what they do.
Let me tell you something. You know, the ballad of drug dealer, whether if you're one Rayful Edmonds, DC style, or maybe even the late Alpo, who just got whacked.
Every time he says that shit, it's like some mob shit.
What was that? Okay, other than what that was. I mean, you gotta think. I mean, I'm pretty sure Fetty and them niggas ain't thinking about that. You know, about the cats who's got knocked for and who are gonna do life or otherwise. Don't know. I mean, at this point, let me tell you something. Fetty's in a room with some bulldogs talking about, well, you can end up living in Alaska somewhere. I know you're a superstar, but we could put you in the witness protection. Who put the coke in the hole? You know, they doing that shit to Fetty right now.
Is he now telling on it, talking about his trap queen?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. So I don't know. I'll tell you what, man, that is the count, the actual amount. And we've been doing that and been doing that. I'm sure that there are records out there that we can find that can go back to the original count in the amount. But I remember I'm trying to think. I think it was A.R. Ab. When it really switched.
Oh, yeah, they putting people away.
Yeah, I think it was like A.R. Ab, because we talked about A.R. Ab, and we actually did a counting amount on A.R. Ab in his record.
Right.
And then he got popped.
Yep.
And then from then on, shit.
I mean, was A.R. Ab before the hat tosser, who's now the split doer?
Yeah, but I don't think. Yeah, no, but no, you're right.
Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby was the. Yeah, okay.
Bobby might have been the original.
Bobby might have been the original, no doubt. No doubt. Indeed. So, All right, that's what's good. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is I'm riding in the whip and shit.
What?
Bad B.
What happened?
You just had a flashback on the text chain because when you said it was Bobby, the original, and after that, somebody put that picture up, that meme of him splitting and doing that shit on the stage, and this nigga back here said, that's like too much time in the bullpen. Oh, my gosh. I doubled over laughing when he put that shit in there. Not the bullpen.
Yo, he was sliding all over this thing like a stripper. Man. I was like,
he been doing the move for a few years, my nigga.
Yeah.
Where'd you learn that?
What did you say? That's a bad look, yo.
Oh, man. No doubt.
Hey.
Oh, anyway.
That's why I was laughing. That you brought that shit up.
Too much time in the bullpen.
Damn.
So, anyway, as we continue on for your boy, Mr. Shmurda, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, if we can get through it. I was in the whip, and I'm listening to the news station, the DC news station, WTOP. You know, shout out to all of those folks. And a commercial comes on, and the start of the commercial is Rob Bates, It Takes Two.
Uh-oh.
Now, it's on there long enough that I'm like, what the fuck? Because I'm pausing T.O.P.? And the beat, you know, and then the hook. It takes two to make it. And then a guy comes in. It takes two. And then, so basically, it was an advert for getting your COVID shot and your flu shot. It takes two. Now, I'm not advocating what you should do. I'm just saying that
I hope
I got a
thing. He's getting a check from this.
And I thought about that. And that's what made me think about that. I'm thinking about, here we are. Okay. I'm thinking about literally the day that I buy It Takes Two, the party that I kind of put it on, and when it's a hit, but it's not like a big hit, but it's a party filler. The floor, you know, the intro
right about now,
and then the floor's packed. So I'm thinking about this. Here we are, 35 whatever years later. It Takes Two is on a government commercial saying, go out and get your COVID, go out and get your flu shot, It Takes Two. And I'm thinking to myself, look at the line of people who probably are not receiving one penny. The late, great Lynn Collins and her estate, who is actually singing It Takes Two. Let's say she was getting jerked by James Brown because it was on People Records. From James Brown.
She was getting pinched for sure.
So certainly Lynn Collins was getting pinched, but James Brown, later in his life, you know, that coke done got him. So you don't know who owns that fucking real estate on People Records. You know what I'm saying? What made me think about it is then the actual beat. I'm thinking, I don't know who actually produced that, but the late, great, you know what I'm saying, DJ Easy Rock. Maybe he did the beats. Is his estate probably Zilcho? Probably Rob Bass himself, who you don't hear his voice, but it is his record. And I thought about all of that at literally as a 30-second commercial on a news station. And they play It Takes Two, the beat and the hook, just long enough that I'm like, boy, we're old. We are old as shit to know that. I remember as a young man putting that on and it is a party filler, to now it is just a commercial background music that, hey, it takes two. Get your COVID and your flu. Wow.
At least they didn't pull him in there like they did with Juvenile.
Oh, man.
And Manny Fresh, you don't get to escape. And you too, Miax, we saw you.
Oh, and that New Orleans commercial?
No, that Vax That Thing Up.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
You never saw Vax That Thing
no,
Up,
I
yo?
Haven't. I seen a commercial about tourists going to coming back to New Orleans, and they got a commercial with all those people in there.
Oh no, they redid back that thing up.
Wow, to back that
thing up. You real late on that one, B.
Oh, I never seen that.
They caught hell for that.
I missed that.
Well,
one.
Yeah, but they probably did get some money though.
Oh, I'm sure they had to. They right. had face all up in the video.
Right.
Dancing.
Right. right. So,
well, if they reached out, which they probably didn't, like you said, who knows who owns the rights to that shit? It probably ain't them though.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it might be them niggas that's buying everything up.
yeah.
But like I said, who could have ever thunk it? That day in 87 somewhere, when you putting that fucking record on, 88, whatever year it was, that one day and shit.
Yeah, well,
that shit was a monster.
And it's going to happen more, as you know, because hip-hop is the world's biggest genre of music.
Right? No doubt. It's certainly going to happen more, but I guess I felt like, wow, damn, that's the moment where I'm sure that cats who grew up in the 60s and Jimi Hendrix Purple Haze was that shit, and it's used in a fucking Nexium commercial.
Oh, yeah. All that like a rock shit.
Yeah, all that old rock shit. Yeah.
It's hip hop's turn or rap's turn.
Right, yes. It is.
Rap's turn.
It's commercial rap's turn for that. You know what I mean? So now we're not going to cover it. But I just wanted to say, shout to LL, shit, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? Well deserved, no doubt. I mean, not gonna cover it hardcore, whatever. I still don't know why. Yeah, I still don't know why.
How many times has he got passed up?
Yeah, I still don't understand why Hov. I mean, Hov was gonna get in, but come on, B. It's the same year as L. I don't know. Seems kind of injustice. But I know they gotta sell tickets, so you know what I mean. So it's the only thing you can do is sell tickets. So.
You hating on Hov being in there, B?
Nah, I'm just saying as far as the hall be. How they be taking shit out of order. That's all.
Eugene Simmons beat?
Oh, yeah, I am.
What they did.
I am. Yes, sir.
What they did was, with this one, was they took away L's shine on this one, to me. They took away his shine because LL really could have had a big time to shine in this one as far as being the hip-hop luminary that goes in instead of Hov being that guy because Hov is the bigger name. So that to me, that took away from his shine. Cause you could have put a Hov in anytime. To me, after you put him in, you could have had Hov come in next year.
Well, that's because again, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying again, they had to sell that fucking venue. You know, LL Cool J, as respected as he is, not going to sell the venue.
But to me, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame shouldn't be about that.
Nigga,
it should be about people.
Wait a minute.
I know. I'm explaining why. Okay, I'm saying
okay,
to me.
Okay.
I know what it is. I know exactly what this thing is. But I'm saying to me, it shouldn't be about this. It should be putting people in that deserve to be in there.
Of course.
Because of their work.
Of course.
Not because they're fucking the most popular people on the planet. Mm-hmm. Not because of their relationships with business and or personal. You know what I'm saying? But because they deserve to be in there.
Mm. Indeed. So, all right. That's what's up, yo. So, I guess we're ready for Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Body Bag Ben and Jay Cyanide, Enough to Plague a Saint. Body Bag Ben and Jay Cyanide, Enough to Plague a Saint. Talking about counting the amount of.
I'm saying.
Oh, there you got Guilty Simpson and Ginsu Dean Ego. That's Guilty Simpson and Ego. Damn, I'm fucking it up. Guilty Simpson and Ginsu Dean Ego. That one is in my top five right now.
Holy shit. Guilty. All right. Well, I was going to say guilty. I mean, you know, they don't take no shorts up there anyway.
When I listened to it, I was like, oh, okay. you're moved up the list.
All right. Hey. That's what's good. So hopefully this show doesn't have a lot of glitches. Hopefully it gets posted. I'm just being dead ass.
Dead ass and be straight up and down right now while we were recording. I'm hoping not, but I did see a couple stops.
Oh, God.
So I'm hoping that it's not that.
And see, y'all niggas all in the lab talked all that shit at the beginning. Yeah, we got in here. Now
he's
what?
Under the hood. We didn't say we were mechanics. We just said we was under the hood.
Under the hood.
It's like a nigga on the
problem than you.
It's like a nigga on the side of the road. His car smoking. He just looking at that motherfucker. He don't know what the fuck's happening.
Yeah, you got the hood up just looking.
Like shit.
Damn.
All right.
Oh, I told when Rush was here, he was trying to plug up some shit over there, right? And I had to pull out the mirror. I said, King Killer them taught me this shit.
You got to keep a mirror around.
Pull out the mirror to see behind that shit because ain't no looking across it. It's just back there. Man,
fuck that.
No doubt. All right, y'all. We'll do it next.
We got to tell people because we got the big ass interview with one of the legends of hip hop that you got to listen to. You know, the Hip Hop Digest interview series. William Billy Bill Waring. Might learn something if you listen to the brother. And we also still have t-shirts. You know what I'm saying? So the link is out there to get them. And I'll put it out again. But get at us.
All right.
All right.
Peace.
One.
Peace.
Some of they mothers cash, bumble the double fast, rumble and bust your ass, trouble without my past, scuffle for where I'm at, Cumberland was a trap, heading out to Philly, 10th grade jokes with Megan without with Billy, really just reminiscing, filling the names of victims, spilling a little wisdom, living within the system, lifting the ship in prison, spit gems literally, spit in my father's face, niggas ain't shit to me, center of the earth, niggas can't get to me, had to change the counselor, niggas can't referee. Rock had the recipe, Glocks was a weaponry, clock hand to hand like the motherfucking sex.
I'm catching wrecks, just to break the floor. This spray like transit cars in the heat of the night. I'm catching wrecks, just to break the floor.
Keep a focus on my schedule.
I'm catching wrecks, just to break the floor. This spray like transit cars in the heat of the night. I'm catching wrecks.
Keep a focus on my schedule.
Yeah, yeah. No peace to man, woman, and child. I'm blessed whoever takes God to me. Now they feeling the reciprocity. I be wrecking this properly. Develop this notoriety. Repelling incredible heights. Two niggas are checking up on my discography. My niggas are getting a brick of the sniff. Pitch the felicity. Tripping. My killers gripping. The blick is in synchronicity. I'm spilling this ink convincingly. And they see the complicity. Doing this inefficiently. My style I make from Sicily. Vocals endearing. Niggas hoping I won't be interfering. Your flow is incoherent. This is that social engineering. Never local and global. The focal is hemispheric. We finding hope inside of the potent serum. Son, I'm aiming torpedoes. I'm insane from Maine to Toledo. Black 40 Regal. That'll turn your brain into chorizo. It's for the thriller, the thriller, illicit and magnetic. My niggas is concealing the Black Western. Black.
I'm catching wrecks, just to break the floor. This spray like transit cars in the heat of the night. I'm catching wrecks, just to break the floor.
Keep a focus on my schedule.
I'm catching wrecks, just to break the floor. This spray like transit cars in the heat of the night. I'm catching wrecks, just to break the floor.
Keep a focus on my schedule.
Keep your eyes on the process of the stay on course with the mission.
Never thought that hip hop would take it this far.
My man's full of plans, got my eyes on the prize at hand.
DJ Randomoni,
rapping with me. Rising my eyes open, the brackets is cradles.
Yo, 98, Maestro Fresh West told us to stick to the vision. Keep your eyes on the prize, hustle to stay on course with the mission. Hindsight in 2020, I'm on a path to many new visions. I tossed back then, today's a catch 22. Damned if I do, damned if I didn't, that be the truth. Visions of being great and endeavors, try to follow a proof. If I
see it, then I can be it. That's my motto, seeing it. You from conception to reality, the motto, no time to waste. Wishing for genies in a bottle, rocking rose colored glasses. But my mission is full throttle, pushing my internet mock speed. I got plots and schemes on an offense, taking everything defense got for me. Visions without a plan of execution is just a dream. And these type of visions take over in my eyes if you scheme. I've been schemed many a times, part of the human condition. I'm saying give your visions tangible purpose, see them to existence. Keep your eyes on the process so to stay on course with the mission.
Rising my eyes open, I'm rocking since cradles. Uplift them like a ladle, stirring the pot. Thinking the plot, they thinking you not the one. Them naysayers are best, be watching them break layers and praying lest the war fall back to one. See power from this thunder since the kingdom. Guild breathing, building with my fam, what we give them. Molding with the heat like a killing, while blood on the streets spilling and killing. My people look in the mirror, I'm seeing visions. Still we rise, my Angelo commissions. Poetic from my position, phonetically I'm just figuring ways while maneuvering through this maze. Only time will tell where the power plays. Long hour days while my daughter's raised, paved way, thinking nowadays to get out and let the soul reroute.
Talk to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying?
Keep your eyes on the process so to stay on course with the mission.
Loaded with plans, got my eyes on a prize at hand. Zoomed on my target with a focus and firing blam. Plotted for years and execution was the final straw. Everything I wanted came together before me signing off. Dare to dream, but dreams are only as good as a dreamer. A dreamer who believes it with drive is a type to achieve it. I model this type of thinking across the S spectrum. Analyzed many facets of my life across the checklist. Met some career goals, but the journey don't stop. Met some bumps in the road, but my attitude was no slouch. I'm not quitting, set examples for my kiddies. I'm not kidding, life's a marathon, pace your steps, literally stop sprinting, burning yourself out, make no mistake, don't procrastinate, turn it up and not move at a faster pace, it's all about the journey, rather than the destination, maintain trajectory on the incline of elevation with your vision. Keep your eyes on the process so to stay on course with the mission.
If you say I play ball, come on, let's play. Houston, we have a problem.
Man ain't stopping until all my friends are driving Porsches like Janis Joplin. Ragamuffin. Got your bitch trying to grab my Johnson, but man ain't trying to get the Magic Johnson. Shadow boxing, goons in the weather spoons. I seen my uncle let it bubble on the metal spoon. I sold the puzzle, pulled the pack from the bubble goose. Psychedelic cowboy playing buckaroo. Girl Scout cookie monster. Chase the chicken like the chupacabra. 2 G's in my Gucci jumper, bear with me G. I've been smoking trees in my Airbnb, wearing bread D&G. It's levels to this here, don't compare them to me. Guerrilla warfare, what's a bear to Khabib? Sugar Shane strike, shake a bear at the beat. Man, no one take, tip my sombrero and leave. Breathe.
To start 2020, which is predicted to be a year of clear vision and enlightenment. It is hoped to be seen later this year, as citizens nationwide are currently seen emptying shelves and preparing for what seems to be the end of the world. With quarantine in full effect, there are high concerns as to what comes next. In the meantime, stay the fuck home. Oops, sorry. Did we get that? Oh, okay. Stay safe as we continue to deal with viruses, aliens, and teepee hoarders. Now continue with our quarantine correspondence, The Usual Suspects. I'm Lana Tellum for Shitty TV.
Gone like the wind beyond the stars, exotic causing vanity, even planes causing sanity. Call it gravity, what goes up must come down. Smiles turn to frowns, sunny days bring black clouds. Just simmer, take a drink, smoke that loud. Feel the beautiful music, the calming sounds. Sweet like waves crashing at shores, now bells sound. We gotta go in, dodge the hellhounds. They move in packs of 19. I'll damage the demons while I come clean. Phone tripping, too much static. Listen to classics of Robert Nesta.
Everything's gonna be
alright. But first we have to
fight,
stay strong and reunite. The world's at war, COVID's on its Q-tip. Shit on a worldwide tour. Moving like a double-edged sword. No Mohammed, my friend. Just sickness and death. Population control, that's the mission, that's the end.
Numbers game, but shit don't add up somehow. Yo, it's 6 million ways to die. Numbers game, but shit don't add up somehow. Yo, it's 6 million ways to die.
Now it's not an epidemic till middle class Americans are turning netics. Yo, the system designed so you're ferret, but niggas want smoke. It's like a shisha shop, they talking all that bass until they speakers pop. Yo, I get it hot over red and box. The core visions like magic in the 80s. We're spent by got gunsmiths that clean daily. And that's that cleaning lady. The pussy fat like sweet old Sadie. Yo, my life skills, it's like I train with Gus. Up in Catskills, Tyson. A hard-headed motherfucking bison. I carry blinkies, niggas with no license. $100,000 spaceship with no license. And when these haters are squawking, yo, it's priceless. Go against the grain, gon' leave that body lifeless. But homie said,
so this will be a COVID summer.
More to run around and get them COVID numbers, you know.
Numbers game, but shit don't add up somehow.
Yo, it's 6 million ways to die.
Numbers game, but shit don't add up somehow.
Yo, it's six million ways to die.
I'm tired of all this arguing. I mean, why don't you be here for me? I'm always there for you. You ain't never around when I need you. I get no time. You always running off talking about this rap stuff.
Jeez, why you frontin'?
Please.
Holding back on the lovin'.
You're buggin'.
You know I'm here for you in all I do.
And last night,
I tried to get our cash right. Your past strife. With that immaturity, things you do to me. Who is he?
Just a friend.
Yeah, whatever. He'll laugh. I can't feel that. us playing your whole game and it's still flat.
But I'm uncertain.
That ain't working. I hear about your girlfriend.
I hear about your flirting.
Yo, let's get it right now. But right now, you wanna fight now. Quite wild with a nice smile, trifle child.
What?
Why you flipping is beyond me, calmly. Your bugle numbers you found in the laundry. So now I understand why you can't keep a man leader for the nonsense. Talk to my head.
She was a lady, but I guess there was a baby shady acting. I seen your reaction by the way that you was giving up the cat. I seen your kitten humping in the kitchen, so don't be trying to give me no feedback.
Nah, don't give me no feedback. Nah, I don't play that. I'm about to give your mouth a slap. Nah, I don't need that. Don't be giving me no feedback. I'm not. I don't need that. Don't give me no feedback.
Hey girl, I see you staring at me from a distance. Your smile to try to keep yourself from being nervous, but I'll kindly approach you. But that's what you want me to do, so I can fall into your love trap. Mama, don't play that like homie. But I'm feeling lonely, and I cannot submit to ignorance. So figure this like the math for the day. Love is the path that I laid down as a rug. So your opposition, go marry them facts, and the boys will get drugged through the mud as we make mud pies, cutie pie. Womb of the mind, so divine and spiritual. But you gotta refine yourself and define what it takes to be a woman. Love, here's a hint. You must have total sincerity, commit, courage, obedience, and most of all, submit to the universal laws and principles that govern your strat. And if you can do that,